give up and don't even see their bottom or whatever, but they're not willing to put any kind of faith or trust in God because, you know, everybody else has fucked them over with, and they think God has too. And so why are they going to do this? You know, because we say it works. That doesn't make sense to me. It didn't at the time when I came here.
Thank you very much.
I'm not finished with
that. No?
No.
Somebody get the hook. Go ahead.
I don't know. I just let me talk. Just got me cut off.
Busted that train.
Yeah, busted my whole valve of thought. Higher power, you know, I don't feel like this book is not written just for the fucking income, you know. It's written for us. It's written for us so we can keep on studying this motherfucker. Because just because I was here and helped to put the damn thing together doesn't mean I know chapter 1 through the fucking end. And I ain't never going to know it. And every time I read it, I get a fucking new meaning from it. It's especially I do from AA, and I know I've gotten it since I've been here because I can scratch out a sentence and go back and look at it and go, why the fuck did I scratch that out, you know? And
you just arrived at a certain point in your literature service worker growth and development. Called literature humility.
Hey, Gene, I'm coming back in April for a certain convention. There's a certain meeting I want to do.
Anyway, certain meeting within the convention. We got 5 more people, and this has been a long consciousness for the good.
You know, and I think that we're not just going to hand a newcomer a book and walk away from him and expect him to read it and walk into the fellowship. I think if any of us have any care and love, we'll sit down and explain to him how it worked for us. Like it says, experience, strength, and hope. And that's, we're going to show him that it fucking didn't. We didn't understand it when we came here. We just, you know, it just didn't make any sense to us to begin with. So I think, you know, we gradually understood, and we just can't expect them to just because we put the word higher power in there all the way through it, they're just going to go, I got it now, you know, that's great. You know,
now they got it.
I don't know. I'm learning, and I'm still learning.
All right.
I love you, Gene.
Keep coming back, it works.
Really?
I'd like to raise one point that, you know, I hope is embodied in the text, that recovery, addiction, higher power, God, all of that is essentially intangible to us. One of the comforting things in my recovery was to realize, especially after all my travels in California and stuff, that I never looked anybody in the eye, talked to them, that said they claimed to know, you know, the answer to the mystery of the program Narcotics Anonymous working. I mean, it's like, you know, electricity, you can describe the theory, but it's just, without this evidence, it'd be just a theory. And we're, you know, our recovery is our daily abstinence, our growth on spiritual lines, our ability to love the unlovable and submit to the love of the group and the least vulnerable, which is when we need it most. That's all very beautifully mysterious, just as it should be. We're not, you know, any way trying to capture that mystery in this book. In the lines, that mysteries, if we succeed in putting it in the book, it'll be between the lines.
There's no way we can make our history easier for them because we don't even know
ourselves. Faith, with that, each other.
Thanks, Gary. I'm
back. Hi, Gary.
I saw
sort of agree along the same line with Jeff Bill. Your guide and higher power means the same thing to me. I find myself sometimes same boat. Like at different times, no guide and higher power. I know when I first came to the program, it started out that I feared God. And, you know, what it started out was I cussed him, and then I feared him. That's where I ended up, you know. And I couldn't figure out that it was maybe that 400 milligrams of Thor's that it's helping me feel that way. I just, now it seems a whole lot better. I mean, they're not going to know what's going on when I first come to the program. You know, so I think it ought to be left. It's either one. God, as we understand him, or higher power. It doesn't matter to me.
Thank you.
My name is Tom and I concur with what Nolan and Gina and Paige and Richard kind of consensus to what they said. You know, it's pretty much a word. And you know, what's the word? As long as the meaning's there. I mean, I used to have a practice of freaking out Jesus freaks that accosted me on the street by telling them that God spelled backwards his dog. You know? And no, seriously, it's a word that the word means nothing. It's the meaning of the word. And as long as it's defined like in an introduction, I think it's real important because. Well, hell, you know, if you're from America and you're in a plane that starts to crash, you probably grip the arms in the chair and say, oh God. If you're from the Middle East, you probably say, Allah be praised. And if you're from India, you probably start chanting a mantra, you know. And they're all gone to the same place, you know. It's like people dialing different phone numbers and getting the same office. And just as long as it's unprecedented that the program is spiritual as opposed to religious, that we're not practicing or preaching any one particular religion. And it's well defined in the beginning. You know, and I really don't think it matters whether you use God or higher power or him or her or he or she. Her dog or monkey. Yeah, I got a monkey that's a higher power.
Maybe, I don't know if it's been, I know it's been brought up, but I don't know whether it's been discussed in the writing in the first chapter. One of the things about who is an addict is the sensitivity in this area. Maybe somebody has the spirit of presence of man to, you know, heart back to that, come to that point. It may be very simple. The point of getting into intensive final review. You remember the other day we've been working days to get the pay stubs and then the drafts, da da da. And it's looking like we're coming up on that. Keep going the way we're going, we're coming up on that soon.
Can I say one thing?
No, let's go ahead. Are you through?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get everybody in.
When I come into the program, I worked that first step, and I admitted that my theories, concepts, ideas, and ridiculous thinking never helped me a bit. And I was ready to try something new, something I never knew about, something that I never thought of. And I became willing to go to any lengths. I wasn't too sure about that, but I was willing to try some new lengths. And so that second step told me that I needed a higher power. I needed a power that I hadn't known before. And that third step said God, and I said, whoa. And I remembered what God was to me before. God was 10 million miles away, and my prayers never got past the earth's atmosphere. But then it said, as we understood him, as I understand him, and I came to realize that I can understand him, her, anything, any way I want. I can understand her as the foxiest lady I know, standing right next to me, carrying the message to me. I can understand him as people around me kept telling me what the message is. I can understand it any way I want to. And I think that is expressed in the book. And it is told during meetings that you can understand God any way you want to. You can not even use the word God if you don't want to. It's just that word just slides out of my mouth real easy, and I like it. And I feel like if anybody were to run and say that God, that word God scared them, that's just an excuse to use. And excuses to use are no good. If you want to use, that's the only reason you need. Because you want to use, you're not willing to admit complete defeat and ready to change.
Thank you.
job.
I'm good. I'm gonna dismiss the hell out of y'all. This has been the longest best meeting of my life. Roger?
My name is Roger. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
And I'm not normal because I've got more than one personality.
At least y'all are honest about it.
I'm normal person has one personality or less.
That's what he said.
He said I'm not normal.
I know.
Once again, I don't see a problem. I really don't see a problem here. I think I'm like most of the people that I've met in this fellowship and in other 12-step programs. I spent my whole goddamn life running away from reality. but the ultimate reality for me today is that I'm here today where I am because I don't have any place left to go. That's it. And God ran me off a lot of times. I had the largest collection of desire chips in Oklahoma City at one time. It was a tradition at the Thursday night meeting that you open the meeting, you read how it works, and you gave Roger a desire chip. Because I couldn't handle God, and I couldn't handle step three. But I haven't found it necessary to get loaded on anything for some time. But I want to read something that you people wrote, that everybody here helped write. And I think it answers the question. You've explained it, you know. That, you know, the bottom line of Narcotics Anonymous is staying clean. This is from step one. When we hit bottom, we were searching for an answer. We needed proof. In that first NA meeting, we found the proof. We found people just like ourselves. When we were beaten, we were ready. We found that the pain of working the program was much less than the pain of addiction. None of us stumbled into this fellowship brimming with love, honesty, or open-minded willingness.
It'd be hard to qualify under those circumstances.
You've told them. You know, that's the way it was for us. You know, and I don't think we need to salt pedal it. I don't think we have to apologize for it. This is the answer for us. If you want to go out in the streets and die, go out on the streets and die. If you want to get clean, you want to live a useful life, you want to feel good about yourself, you want to get well, you want to recover, this is what we've done. What have you got to lose to try? And that's what we've told you. So I don't see a problem. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Roger.
I'm saying I qualify for this program. I like God. Because it was just something that I'd heard all my life. And like I was, when I came in the program, higher power was a new term to me. And so that was more unfamiliar than God to me. And I understood that sanity was not wanting to use dope today and not wanting to die, and that insanity was wanting to die and wanting to use dope. And that I couldn't be sane unless a power greater than myself helped me out. And so, I just choose to call that God for simplicity, because God is a three-letter word and it's very compact, and higher power is two words and it's longer, and literarily, we're trying to, shorten it out. But, that's all I've got to say. I can tell you, a million concepts that people have come in with to me, the manitude of the Koteka, stuff like that. And, they're very beautiful concepts and things like that. That's all I've got to say is God. God is good with me. Yeah, I'm here, ain't I?
Got a lot of ideas.
Yes.
We got one more of the hand pouch yet.
Two. Maybe the first few chapters, but I think that people that continue reading the book,
obviously won't help if they're going to turn their will and their lives over to God. They'll probably choose to call the cops at night. I know that if I continue reading the inmate book, but I'm obviously seeking some help and I choose to call the cops at night and that I would feel comfortable. Whatever comes today, I'm going to want to be comfortable with it because God is my heart and pastor, and I'm there with God. Now, I can understand what Stephen said. I really like what he said about people that see the word God and get scared. It's just an excuse to go back and forth. The word God never scared me. The word talent is okay. So if I put through talent,
about terms and association with our basic text and where you're just taking time of consciousness and feelings about the word God. You want to share with us?
My name's Jan, I'm an addict and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Jan.
Let me start with a question, if I may. Are you talking in terms of a substitution of one for the other or interchangeable?
I think really what we're talking about right now is feelings, substitution, interchangeability, and all that's been brought up. But you know, I think what we've gotten from everybody is feelings, right?
Yeah. That's about all I have to share. My experience was when I got here, I didn't understand what God was, didn't know if God was. Never had really spent much time thinking about it because I assumed that if there was a God, it probably was not a very personal kind of God and had nothing to do with me. And it was all right for the people who went to church to have their God. And as long as they didn't interfere with me, I wouldn't interfere with them. I was not long in the program before I realized that the whole idea of recovery, the whole philosophy of recovery, was based on a spiritual way of living. And it frightened me that I knew so little about God and people were sitting around me and meeting with me, talking as though they were too personal. And that boggled my mind. The only experience I had with God was what looked like I was a child. And I don't remember anything very pleasant about that. And I had to develop a brand new concept of God. It had to be something that I was comfortable with. How I finally got to that place where I was comfortable was in trying to open up my mind so that when other people talk to me about God, I could begin to relate that into something personal for myself. Some people seemed to have like a do right, ask him in God, and I didn't like that a whole bunch. Because if you do right, you got your ass kicked. And that didn't go down right. That just didn't sit well. I didn't think that getting well had anything to do with doing right. Over the years, I've come to realize that's not even a big part of it at all. It took me a long time to come to an understanding of God. And where that understanding took me to, interestingly enough, is that I don't really have to understand. That's the paradox of it. But it is important for me to know and understand that He understands me. And that whatever I do and wherever I am and whoever I am, that I must remember whose I am as well. And it's okay. It's all right for me to be just like I am. It's all right for me to be where I am. It's all right for me to do the things I do. And in the sight of God, as I understand Him, and for me it's been finding the reality of God because He lives within me. And in finding that reality of a God who understands me, it has had a lot to do with the quality of my life. So when I think in terms of God, as I understand it, I think in terms of the quality of my life today, and how much better that quality is than it was before I ever knew of God's existence and the reality of God within me.
Thank you very much. Do I hear some kind of motion that we kind of take what we've gotten out of this consciousness, apply it to the review work on all chapters, and just if we have any particular matters come up, discuss them on a one-by-one basis, unless, you know, there seems to be reason to do otherwise?
I have a question. Are we going to putting some kind of introduction to at least the spiritual part, just a little bit of what, you know, how to explain it, as we see it, how we've grown from first concepts to what it is today, but, you know, short to it or something today. And if you do, I'd like to have something to
do. Well, you know, it just hit me. That could be part of like an expanded version of that philosophy we were talking about earlier, but like the more important terms, like the term of the addict, and then also when we...
I would hate to see us put a glossary in this book because it's academic. We don't want to be academic in the family.
Whatever.
What he suggests is we deal with a lot of terms like that in the introduction to introduce people to reading the book. Well, I think that's in accord with consciousness as it is. Hank, Linda, and Tom?
Well, I couldn't think of a better... my name's Hank and I'm a drug addict. I couldn't think of a better body of material for that than was this meeting tape recorded, than taking, you know, what was said during this meeting and writing it down. Because that's what I've found, you know, like the best literature I've ever come across is literature that I sat in meetings, you know, open discussion meetings of Narcotics Anonymous or closed survivor meetings of Narcotics Anonymous with my little notebooks, you know, and filled them up page after page, you know, with what Bo said, with what Paige said, you know, with what Tom said, and just filled them up. And like what was said tonight, I was sitting there wishing, man, this should be in the book, you know. And that's like, you know, where I'm coming from, because it's like the book ought to be like taking a meeting to somebody where Narcotics Anonymous is fat, you know, to where it's thin, you know, almost like no atmosphere at all of recovery, and they're just sitting there, and it's just like the book's just like, you know, like that. It's like a meeting, you know, it's like taking NA's fat, you know, here we're lucky, we're privileged. I thought I'd throw that out, you know, for you know, just thought.
I'll try to withhold some of my comments. Linda, come.
I don't read introductions.
You don't?
I don't.
Unless half of each chapter one, and then chapter one be chapter two.
Well, this will probably be one of those things that'll come up in a lot of different ways in each chapter. Like, you know, the topic means something in chapter one, terms with an addict, means something in terms of what is in A, means something in terms of why we're here, means something in terms of how it works, what can I do. You know, it just means something, period. So, I mean, this is a spiritual program. There's bound to be a lot of material of a spiritual nature. You know, probably the whole book. Tom?
Thanks, Tom and Eddie.
Hi, Tom. Hi,
everybody. I move that the terms God and higher power both be accepted and used in the book interchangeably, as interchangeably as needed for continuity.
I want to
amend that to also include him.
To include him? Last year?
You've got to pass a motion for him to amend it.
It's already in the steps as him.
We've got to pass a motion
for him.
Do you want to include that in the motion? I haven't been seconded.
Yeah.
Okay, restate the motion for secretary.
Restate the secretary. I move that the terms God, higher power, and him be accepted and used interchangeably in the text as needed for continuity.
I'm trying to figure out how you interchange the word higher power of God and him. So you don't say, I can give you a good example on just page one of chapter four of how it works.
No, he's saying appropriately.
Yeah, appropriately.
Is that okay? In other words...
Okay, here's a second.
Okay, appropriately, I can understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
there's a motion, a second, a lot of discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
You got opposed?
Are there abstentions? Does anybody have an abstention list in the record? Okay. I would like to have everybody, you know, this move to do so, write some little tidbit on this discussion right after this group consciousness and turn the material into Linda. Thank you, Howard Powell. And another thing, maybe it can be dealt with a little, you know, less thoroughly. I don't think it's that major a point. Is I've been very approached by many ladies of you know, about this him, her, them, their, his point of view question, da da da. Does everybody know what I'm talking about? Can I open the floor for a little bit of discussion to illuminate anybody who don't know? Mike, Richard, Mark, Henry.
What I understand you saying is that you want what?
Order!
Order!
Order
in the consciousness. What are you doing?
Oh, no. Good staging.
What I understand you saying is that you've been approached by some ladies who want to change the fairly well universal concept of him as meaning everything, like him meaning all of us or including women. You get what I'm saying? Is that what you're saying?
What you're saying, but they're a little more specific about it.
They want him or her.
These members of Narcotics Anonymous goes by when they read a lot of him in the literature. Not much she, very little them and they. And I just, you know.
Him as reference to what? As God?
Yeah.
Him?
No, him.
God.
He's got a word up here.
A person who's that same way they use
him. No, we're talking about rhetoric. In the
Now that I understand that, can I go ahead and say what I was going to say?
Please, quick, hurry, say it.
Real quick. I don't think that we're here to change anything that's universally acceptable, and I think we just ought to just go ahead and leave it the way, you know, that it's accepted in the rest of the world. Right.
Well, can them fit just as well? Yeah. Then why can't they do that? Damn. Are we using it in the weak form? So, pardon me, Father Roman. We're not talking about that. What? It is, though, in context. It's like I took him to his first meeting, and then he asked, and then I said to him. And then he asked, and then he did so and so. And where are the she's in that?
That's right.
Instead, I took him to
I thought we were talking about the word which refers to God.
No,
we have to pass that to
you. You know, I agree with Mike. He is, as used in that kind of context, is understood to be universal.
I think that is a tradition that is, I mean, you know, like, if you was World Lit Chairman and you had about 15 or 20 women that was going to shoot you, you'd bring it up too.
Let's say like we're covering cheese.
Yeah. Okay, he's had his hand up a long time.
My name's Gene. I'm an advocate. The idea that if this book is in the we form, all right, we form or whatever you
call it. No, it's we book form.
We, I heard it.
This is. That's the way you heard it. That's the way it is.
All right, well, it's all to be written in the plural. That's the way it sounds like, you know. We all identify with the plural, and you know, and plural does not discriminate. The structure of the sentence to mean plural.
I know.
Well, yeah. That's all we have to do.
Right.
Keep it simple. Are we in accord or close to accord?
Yeah.
We've only got one.
Yeah.
One more, Richard.
I'm Richard. I'm an act. The only time that doesn't sound good to me is I just would hate to see. I wouldn't be comfortable seeing God as we understand he, she, or it, or them, or whatever. Okay, fine. That's the only time. Any other time, I don't see any reason for
it
to see that.
Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with spiritual
realm.
Talking about members, describing members.
We all know about that.
Okay. Any more discussion?
I feel like if there's any time where we can't use the plural, then he slash she should be appropriate.
That what?
Or why don't we just use
slash she?
I don't know if anybody.
If there is any time, I don't know if there is.
There's something in my heart that goes bump when I see he slash she.
What about you?
Yeah. That ain't human. He or she. He or she is more dignified.
Well, yeah,
he or she.
You ever read the 12th?
I mean, it's like you're dazzling a professor that likes the he slash she thing.
There is a neuter pronoun.
That might be appropriate sometimes, like as one might feel so-and-so and thus and such.
Right.
Give me some hands in order. I don't mind everybody having their say, but I'm not going to call on one person repeatedly when other people haven't spoke, and I'm just one poor tired guy that's been up for a long time, so you have to help me with people's first name.
Right.
Over there.
Oh,
Batman.
My name is Frank. I'm an attorney. Was suggesting the written healthcare publications have used his he/she with the hair. In other words, they the conjunction of both of them. They explain that. It's confusing, but
I'm real esoteric too. But I think that would just be flip flopping by our folks. They just, you know. I'm still in withdrawal. Look at that.
The thing about it is, for you, what are the things that you want to go down to?
Please, let's keep it simple.
Mindy.
Mindy, all right. Is there any reason we can't use he in one part and then she in another part?
Yes.
And that way you've got them going and he did this and she did that.
It's not technically accurate. Because if you're making a statement in a paragraph refers to groups of NA members, he would be incorrect, then would be referring to NA members of whatever sex.
Okay.
Stylistically. Okay. Deb, okay? We had this group called the Battles, and we had this monitor system, and so we get down to the skill that. And it's like short order waiters work, you know, 15 people in a row when we're hot. I ain't hot. They just stop.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Why do we have to use a pronoun at all? Like we say instead of, well, he came from the adjective first. I mean, it's.
Lots of time we can.
Okay.
We will.
Yeah. It's real simple, but I think.
No, this is all simple. So we're fixing to go into the real sophisticated part of this. I mean, I know not to discount what's gone before. This kind of discussion among the full group will keep one workshop from doing something that's not consistent with another workshop and save tons of fiddling around.
Teresa?
Oh,
I would like to make a motion that we just do it, put in anything that's appropriate rather than a he or a she. Whether it be a one, the
that's
attic.
That's amazingly simple.
That's what it really is.
Because there is something.
Is that okay?
That's okay with me.
There was one more hand. Dwayne has his hand up.
I just wanted to second that motion.
Okay. Say that again. That we use anything appropriate rather than he or she.
Thanks, honey.
Okay.
I like you right off. Good to be born out as accurate in recovery. Okay. There's a motion seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Where's Colin?
Okay. That's great. Thanks a lot. Okay. Is there any other group consciousness?
Yeah, I'd like to ask something. I heard Bev say that it ain't big book, and I didn't know whether we were even going to say that or not. All right, what are we going to say? The white book, the book. Well,
let's play it to group consciousness right now while we're hot, you know.
Hey, I got my mom to start and go around and just...
It'd be too long. Let's just...
No, just...
Significant comments.
The book.
Oh, one word.
One word. What do you think? Start with Kenny and...
Everybody here to that?
Yeah.
What do you think?
You move quickly.
Quickly.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Somebody write it down.
Be on tank.
What do you think, Kenny?
It's on tank. Definitely. A fat, huge, big, great, big book.
One girl, second
book.
It's very striking
health. Wait, you're going to call the basic text? You know, who lost my experience, strength, and hope?
You got a copy of my experience, strength, and hope.
Don't write on my
podcast. I'll lend you my copy.
I'm
going to
lend you my experience, strength, and hope. I thought you was a keep it simple guy.
Hey, Jan?
The book.
The
book.
Yeah, recovery from the man.
The book. The big white book.
The book.
The book.
I like white book. Simple. White book.
The white book.
White book.
Same white book.
Blue book.
White book.
White book.
The book.
The book.
The book.
The book.
That's what I thought.
The book. Yeah. Good old
time. The book.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll learn that recovery. Another time.
Addicts road to recovery.
Yeah. One thing. Really, let's worry about that another time. Be thankful about it. We've done this before. Introduced it now.
Why?
Moves off away.
I think, Tom Addicts, I think it's already been decided the book is going to be titled Narcotics Anonymous, right?
That's what everyone's already calling.
That's the name of it.
We can call it anything we want, but what it's going to be called ultimately is going to be up to the fellowship, whatever they decide to call it.
Yeah.
Amen. And that's, is Narcotics Anonymous.
That's going to be one of two things, the big book of Narcotics Anonymous or the book. That's what it's being called right now.
Yeah. Well, our personal, what we call it, will vary from area to area.
Yeah.
What I personally would like to see is for the binding to be white, pure white to begin with, and as you carry it around, everything gets kind of dingy and dog-eared. But then, well, see, we've always had the white book, and it would still be the white book, but the actual title would be Narcotics Anonymous.
Okay. In black. We all think about this.
Yeah.
And if anybody ever asks us what we think about that, we will tell them. Until then, we'll try to put together something to fill up that space. Can I get a little bit, because it's very important to answer these telephone calls, and you can really get people grossed out if you get, you know, they think you're playing God if you get busy, so you got to go answer them personally. And I don't know how that works, but it, you know, it's just strange. That's that. Anyway, what is it? Nolan ain't in here. Yeah. Nona from Santa Cruz attended the Lincoln Literature Conference and called, asked how we were doing, sent us the prayers of her and her groups,
which that's not a big area there. And they're going to put together some money to send us.
Right.
The way she said it was, you need money, right? And I said, you know, I had my pitch lined up. She kind of blew it. I said, yeah. She said, okay. Yeah.
So when did
they do something?
You want money?
Okay. Could they understand? Where is seven? Is I hate to go back to all this, but I like to have these little.
In typing in the second graph.
Type in second graph.
15 pages.
All right. Second graph is going to make it close to final.
Yeah.
8 is close to final.
Well, it's in typing in the second graph. It will be close to
final. 9 is close to final.
That's one step back.
It's being re-reviewed.
10 is close to final.
No.
Okay, that gives me some damn rough idea. We're doing great. Linda?
Does everybody know what they're going to do when they leave? And if they don't, you want to talk to me?
Well, instead of when we break up, we've been sort of, you know, closing the consciousness, having the Lord's Prayer, and everybody kind of, you know, does what I don't know. It's amazing. One time I said, you, everybody like did the Lord's Prayer, and then everybody went, whoosh, and it's like nothing had happened. They were still at the tables, and it's remarkable. It seems to be taking care of itself. But would y'all want to change different and have the workshop leaders and say, you know, who's going to help with this one? Or I think all it takes care of itself.
Yeah,
these people are here to work. What?
God, we were awesome.
I said, they all know. Most of them know that there's a few people that you knew.
I'm going to bring up something to get my test.
Ready.
Linda made a real good suggestion earlier. I don't know if it was from lack of sleep or she's just really on the ball down there, but the idea is, the idea this, for instance, if you notice, 5 has moved back to 1 square where it was last night. She made a good point. I think the people who get that particular chapter or whatever to that final review, you know, to the final review, that they should back off and let somebody who hasn't seen the material do the final review.
That's an idea. Yeah.
Mm. That brings up another notion that came up after Greg's material came out so good. Because he was, you know, one very experienced, trusted servant out there, and he delivered us a lot of continuity. And it was at least, I mentioned some other people, and we thought we ought to at least bring it through consciousness. The how would it be on some of this final review stuff to have like a group, and then one person, you know, just go through it, just like they were God and they were going to do the whole thing, make the marks, make the read right, and you know, like you get to pick your own person, right? Just somebody that's handy, you know, like different people got different knacks and stuff, and by now you probably know who some of them are or whatever. You just go and make little marks and stuff and feel your way through it. You're done with page 1. That immediately gives the group something to do, and then you just kind of keep going along. And would that be something that, you know, might help continuity and flow and stuff like that? Because a lot of times, you know, one person at a time in most cases is going to be reading the book at home alone or whatever. But I'd like to just throw that out as a possible suggestion, and maybe some of you could try it out and see if it works. If it does, bring it to the attention of the group, please. Pardon me?
You just said the same thing you said in different words.
It was restated.
Okay, you said one
person, just a different group of people that have not done anything at all in that particular material.
Well, that's another thing. See, you get a fresh person to read it.
That's what we're doing on 9.
Like a good reader is what I'm talking about. good fast reader.
It's like we're in there doing chapter 4, I almost had a long page up.
Okay, this would counterbalance. This would counterbalance the pickiness of review group, review team, which is good. We want to take it apart before we send it out, and everybody says, "Hey, man, this stuff, who did the editing on this? It's really rough." We've all seen material we thought was good, and then it's sort of rough, and we have to go over it again. This will counterbalance some of that group effect, okay, with individual talent or whatever. It's just a notion.
Wouldn't the final intensive review take care of that? In the final intensive review,
I don't know. I think one thing that might be accurate to observe is that chapter 1 seemed very, very complete one day and was almost totally reworked, and I heard improved, but I haven't examined it. And sometimes, I don't know whether whoever said that it was improved was making an accurate statement or not. As far as I know, that was not like one draft as opposed to the next one was never compared by a group. So it'd be hard to say right now.
Well, I know what we did on chapter 2.
Now you got to carry on a lot of conversation. Yeah, I think we'd best just, we can talk to some among ourselves, and if anybody has anything that might help this work, you splash it in the head, then bring it to the attention of the group in this manner.
Can we
have them
sit down and read it
at
the group?
We can.
Well, that would probably be the best time.
Wouldn't that be something?
Review on the end, yes.
Yeah, it would be kind of psychological too, because you got the idea of this person up there reading it, maybe standard or something, and everybody's sitting there, looking serene, mean, or attentive, whatever. and then you get that picture going, you think, "Ooh, I don't want him to read this way, or her, them. I don't want them to read this way." And it might be a little boost, a little something to focus in on.
Probably.
It ought to read right. Okay, simple, understandable. With enough development, we could put the whole book in two words, don't use.
Yeah.
I swear.
They might not quite get it.
I'd
like to
suggest we worry about that stuff later, get back to work.
Yeah.
But think about what we do with this group consciousness is first we discuss progress on chapters to this point. And that keeps the group informed of other chapters and other groups. And then anything else that pertains, this has been a little bit of lengthy consciousness because of those matters we had to deal with. And then we get ideas and direction for what we're going to do next as a whole, unified group consciousness. And we do as many of these as are necessary. We'll go to work, and when everything goes blurry, we'll come back together and do another group consciousness. How do you think we've been doing this since Saturday? We're tired, but we're not quite insane.
I think we'll give ourselves a clap and then
Spirit man moved me this morning. The 1800 service hours put in by Thursday evening cannot account for the great leap in NA literature taking place in Memphis at the Third World Literature Conference. The fact of our progress seems to reflect three things. First, that a great deal of groundwork was accomplished at the Wichita and Lincoln Literature Conferences that is only now being evidenced. Second, that a great deal of work has been done since the Lincoln Conference by individuals and areas, and their work has been unseen until Memphis. Third, and probably the greatest fact of all, is that a potential for new literature has been built up in the spoken tradition of Narcotics Anonymous over the last 28 years. The observation that members serving at Memphis reach about the same level of performance after only a few hours of arriving at the conference can only be explained if the message alive in the spoken tradition exists in all areas of our fellowship. This basic message of hope and recovery is being recorded and constitutes the material being written. How do you feel about that? Huh? With,
who's that for?
Which one?
The last.
The last? This basic message of hope and recovery is being recorded and constitutes the material being written. In other words, what's going down in written form is the gist of the spoken tradition. Which means we ain't being self railroad right, we're making up a new NA program. Da da da.
Where are you
going to
send this?
Huh?
Well,
right,
I don't know. Y'all help me with that. I just thought I'd read it to you.
Right.
But I think 1,800 hours is great by Thursday.
Yeah. That's great.
I ain't nothing yet.
Good.
That's right. That was going from